While many large retailers are struggling, Dollar General, which operates 34 stores in Vermont, is not. The chain has announced plans to open 900 new stores around the country this fiscal year. One of those new stores may be in Pittsford, but as VPR's Nina Keck reports, many locals are fighting it.
Developers want to build a new Dollar General store on a lot just off Route 7 in Pittsford. It would be a stone's throw from Keith's convenience store and less than a half mile north of Kamuta's Country Market, where Jeb Byram was picking up groceries.
I have no interest in seeing a Dollar General here. There is a Dollar General in Rutland. I think there's one in Middlebury, perhaps. There seem to be no shortage of Dollar Generals. I would be sad to see it here.
Byram believes the discount chain would hurt local businesses and detract from the character of the village. But Gene Burke disagrees and thinks it would bring jobs and much-needed new business to the community.
I'm on a very fixed income. My mother is on a fixed income. She's in her 80s. And it's just convenient. There are things they have there that I couldn't get in this town. And I want to see them come.
Before they can, however, the developer, Pittsford BTS Retail, needs Act 250 approval, state permits, and the go-ahead from Pittsford's local zoning board, which held a second meeting on the proposal Monday night. Nearly 40 people attended, and because the proposed store entrance would be on a residential road that feeds into Route 7, several people argued it would significantly increase traffic in nearby neighborhoods, where two daycares and several school bus stops are located. Other residents brought in photographs of truck traffic at Dollar General stores in Rutland and questioned the developer's assertion that there would be only one semi-trailer delivery a week. Using the developer's own diagrams, local resident Theron Millay pointed out how large trucks would have difficulty navigating the turnoff from Route 7 and the store's own entrance and parking lot. That prompted this comment from Pittsford resident Rishi Connolly.
This application, this current diagram, this, what they're presenting, doesn't work. So why are we trying to make it work for them? They have a job to make it work. It doesn't work.
Developers countered that they've worked hard to take local concerns into account and have adapted their plans accordingly. This is not a prototypical store, said one. Project manager Abigail Derry said the proposed parking lot layout is used at many Dollar Generals and is well tested. After the meeting, Dave Cooper, an attorney for the developer, said he was surprised by the amount of local pushback, considering the site is zoned for retail development.
You know, this is precisely what the town planners have decided they want in the location where they want it. And so we think this is a good project, and we're proposing improvements to the road network and to the intersection that has been a problem spot for the town, and this would be taken care of as part of the project.
But Pittsford Zoning Board of Adjustment also had lingering questions. They've scheduled a site visit and follow-up meeting for March 26th. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Pittsford.